Yeah, that totally makes sense, and that's a pretty awesome concept that you're able to just put these receive-only nodes around town, and it gets into the repeater, and then if I remember correctly, you're doing it with that 44 net that is separate from standard internet, so it's still a little bit better than having it just running off Comcast.
Yes, yeah, the MI6 WAN is, you know, all the sites are hardened with generator, UPSs, you know, et cetera. It's a privately, you know, owned and maintained network. You know, I mean, I own my portion of it, and when I say I mean my, you know, my establishment. We own and, you know, maintain our portion of it, and, you know, if somebody else were to join up, they would own and, you know, maintain their portion of it, and, you know, and the Central Michigan Network is kind of the leader behind it, and they've got, you know, they've done a lot of work deploying this all over, and but it all together makes for one, you know, wonderful, you know, big network. It's, you know, with good hardened, battery, you know, backed up sites, and, you know, and lose the dependency on the internet and other various things like that. So, and it cuts latency down. You know, it's you know, the sites are, they, you know, you do stuff on the internet and you know how that can be. You know, it's like you could have a good connection today and then you could be stuttering and lagging and all sorts of other weird stuff going on. You never can predict what the internet's gonna do, or in an emergency whether it's even gonna still be there for you. So, this one here eliminates a whole lot of that. Not to say it doesn't have its own Achilles heels, but you've eliminated much of it.